The other thing you mentioned that we've heard a lot about, and I'm not clear at all about in terms of how you're supposed to manage this, is cytopenias. So what do you typically see and what do you do?
I mean, the management of anemia and thrombocytopenia is no different than any other patient. We transfuse these patients until they're either asymptomatic for, you know, the hemoglobin, ideally getting them up. Again, in older patients, pick a number in terms of where they don't get symptoms. It could be 8. Some might be able to tolerate even lower than that. Some need 9 or 10 if they have significant cardiac disease. For platelets, I try to keep my outpatients' platelet count ideally over 20, so they're not really at risk for bleeding complications, at least between visits. So if they're under that, I'll transfuse them on up. And if they're less than 10, I may give them more than one transfusion at a spot. For white cells, however, the issue is that venetoclax and hypomethylating agents are quite myelosuppressive, and usually after 4 weeks of therapy, the bone marrow is aplastic. So we always schedule a marrow at the end of the first course of therapy to see is that indeed the case. And more importantly, if their counts are really low then, and often they are, is that because of persistent disease or is that because of aplasia? Because if their marrow is aplastic, they're responding. And those patients, we actually can even give growth factor, GCSF, for a few days, and usually, boom, the white count shoots right on up, and they're able to start next cycle within, say, a week or two. So in those circumstances, that's been an approach we've tried, and I think improves safety in this setting with relatively little in the way of downsides. If there's persistent disease, however, they should not be getting growth factor. They should be getting more therapy. So I think if you're not responding after a first cycle, you should try a second cycle if the patient's well enough to receive it. If the second cycle works and the patient goes into remission, great. But unlike azacitidine alone, we don't see a need for 6 cycles of therapy before throwing in the towel and saying it's not going to work. These patients, usually you can tell within 2 cycles, and the benefit of additional cycles is very marginal. In the 2 studies that have been published in Blood and Lancet Oncology, the vast majority of patients responded to the first cycle, and very few, if any, responses were seen after cycle 2.